Friday night, last week I spoke on the very stark in the kuda. So I want to clarify a bit and be mamshich on some level. In the Shana Muberes, Shoivivim Tat, Shuma Tetzavich. The Shleimus of the Yetziah from Mitzrayim, going through the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf Kabbalah Satoru, the Shleimus of becoming an Am Hashem is together with Parshas Shuma Tetzavich, the Mishkan. The Yesod of what the Yisim Nisigulam Kolam of being a Jew is the Osud Migdash V'Shachanti B'Soichom, to be Shoichim B'Toich Shachanti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael, the Shechina to be Shoir in Klal Yisrael. That Kesher, that relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. I mentioned the Nakuda, which I have to clarify, Abisal Noch. I spoke about how the Shleimus of becoming the ultimate Am Hashem and its highest Madrega, Visalachti, Visoichem, Visalachem, Leilakim, Atem Tuli La'om, because we left Mitzrayim a bit early, so to speak. We still have to go through all the other goluyos to be mashlim ourselves from madriga to madriga, to be more ro'i, to be that ultimate Jew. I spoke about how all of the goluyos, including the goluyos of we've gone through, goluyos of the United States, of England, of South Africa, and all the different gilgulim that we've gone through, they're all for the purpose, the ultimate purpose, to bring us to Shleimus. I remember once being summer holidays in Wales. I remember thinking to myself, it's also part of the Zichuch and the Tikkun of Tips. Ich darf sein weiter in Wales. My father-in-law joked, we were standing in the train station. And can I know that it was a good season in Ulf when this goes back a good 20 years. Nowadays, I don't know if everyone still takes the trains the way they used to back then. So can I know there was many mishpachas over there with loads of peklach, and when Jews travel, they're always full with peklach. And it's a medrash eicha happens to be that the medrash eicha has that when a goy is never really goyle from mokim l'mokim, because wherever he goes, he eats the food of oisa mokim. Of a Jewish family off in England, going off to Wales. Yeah, so they're going to some, who rented some house from some, who knows who. So you have to schlep with, the fleishig pats, and the fleishig pants, and the milichig pats, and the milichig pants, and then there's the Shabbos clothing, and then there's the weekday clothing, right? Every Yid has chamesh chalifos smolos. A Yid travels, kanai nor, and the whole tachlis of a Yid is raising upcoming generations, so naturally Yid is a Baal Mishpacha. So Yid is a Baal Mishpacha, that's the Jewish way of doing things. And it's not. Can I know everyone's schlepping with alle peklach? So my Shver remarks, he says, Shtel Zachfar, had it been in Gzeras HaMalchus, that all the Jews are expelled for the month of August from London, from Manchester, and they have to go off to Wales, we would be saying kinnis about this for another 300 years. And Nira Kachboch of Chachmosa Agdorle is sending Ali Yiddish, Ali Yiddish with all their peklach slapping on the chains, all off to Wales, and they're doing it Mirotzoyno and Mecheshkam Hatoyf. Amad is right, and that's what triggered this whole Mahalach. That's exactly what happened with Yankiv and Mitzrayim. What's the Chazal? Roy Hoyo Yankiv, they should have gone down with Shal Shalosh of Barzal down to Mitzrayim. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesaviv? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesaviv that it happened in such a way. The Medrash brings a mashal of the katzav wants to take the cow to shechita, so he takes the eagle out first, and then the mother goes and follows the eagle. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesaviv. He took Yosef down to Mitzrayim and came Yankiv Avinu following with all the Shivim Nefesh Asher Yordu Mitzrayim. It's all ultimate tikkun that we have to go through. And I use the word tikkun as just for a short way of saying it, but the creation of the ultimate tachlis of the Am Hashem, that we have to be created, and it's mechayev different gilgulim of Golias and different sceneries and different challenges that we have to go through and come out b'shleimus. Now, that's true on a national level. Avada, on a yochid level, there were, of course, generations and generations of Yidden who were taken zeicha to shleimus, could be shleimus gemura even. Meaning, you have who was zeicha to nevius and to the greatest madregas. And there were chavuka with dvuka and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ultimate greatest tachnis. But on a national, but the nekuda is, what we have to go through is on a national level. It could be that in Chanami, the Shivim Nefesh, and that goes back to the first Yisod, the Shivim Nefesh, Asher Yordu Mitzrayim, the base Yankiv themselves, they were tremendous. they were on the highest Madrega. Aber, the Tachlis isn't only to give the Torah to a Mishpacha, it's to give the Torah and to a nation, to Am Hashem. And the creation of a nation that can be chavuk and dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be a segula mikol ha'amim, and to be able to be dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest level, with all the different nisyonos of the Yetzer Hara and the different pituyim, that's what we had to go through in Mitzrayim and come out b'shleimus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka chose those of us, the Echol Michamisho, who Taka came out in the right way. Enough that there would be the basis of what to establish the Am Hashem, and that's what we all go through, and that's what the future of Klal Yisrael is as well. The Dere is saying, from then on, we have to be mishtalim, go through all the different nisyonos and the shibudim that we've gone through in order to come out intact, chavuka and davuka in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be megale with avoices of ahava. Now. On a practical level, as I raise, we have to understand how are we able to look at it being a tikkun, being an aliyah. The question really goes back to Mitzrayim. How is going down to Mitzrayim, the Kur HaBarzel, how is it preparing Klal Yisrael to become Am Hashem? More than that, they would have had they been back in Eretz Yisrael, and Yankiv Avinu's descendants would have just been mamshich his derech back in Eretz Yisrael. They had to go down to Mitzrayim. They had to go through a shibud. They had to be in Eretz Lo Elohim. And that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu in the Bris Bein Absorim. That Klal Yisrael, in order to be able to have a zera, to have a nation that's going to come out of you, you'll have to go through Avodum Vinu Oysam Abam Yoshono Beretz Lo Elohim. There's definitely much more than we can understand, Kipshut and Shaldvarim, but on a practical level, I do think that there's points which in Pshut and Shaldvarim we have to understand and appreciate and learn the lessons for ourselves. I noticed the Lashon in the Netziv. Loshen Tzivas Loshen in his Maimar Sheir Yisrael, beautiful Maimar Yisidus of Ashkof, it's end of Sheir Shirim, it's a Maimar on understanding anti-Semitism and understanding what Klal Yisrael is all about. He has over here a Loshen like this: Vayered Mitzrayim Vayisham LeGoy Godol. They went down to Mitzrayim and they became a great nation. What was great about the nation? Great. It's a big word lately. Uchma Amoram Zal. shayu bnei Yisrael mitzuyonim shom nidgalim b'midoseyem hayesharos u'b'dayoseyem hatahoros meha'am asher yoshev b'kirboy. They went down to Mitzrayim. The purpose was vayhisham legoy gadol, to become a great nation. What made them great? Nidgalim b'midoseyem. What's a nidgalim b'midoseyem? The diktuk haloshen of the loshen kodesh of the Netziv is mind-boggling to appreciate. Nidgalim, loshen of degel, that they were nidgalim in midos. They stuck out like a degel sticks out with their midos. Hayesharos u'b'dayoseyem hatahoros, in their pure ideals. There's the pure deos that they had. And in the midos hayesharos that they had, meha'am asher yoshav b'kirboy, to be able to be in a tumas Mitzrayim, to be able to be mukaf by people who are the shiflus shebeshvelim from a spiritual level, and to be nivdal from them, to be mitzuyonim shom. And that's the concept of vayish shom legoi. They became over there into a nation. What does it mean they became over there into a nation? Melamed. The Baal HaGadah tells us, we say it every Leila Seder, Shal Yisrael mitzuyonim shom. They stuck out. They were distinct. They were different. They were unique. That's defined as Vayhi Shom Legoy Godol. They became over there to a great nation. What defines their greatness? This Nekuda. Their mitzuyonus. They were distinct. They were different. They were special. In their deos, in the purity of their deos, and in the yashrus of their midos, v'hi shomdo lahayahadus, writes the Netziv. That's what stood for upcoming generations for the yahadus, la'amoid al kan ubasis ne'emon. That is the Yesod, the establishment of Klal Yisrael, to stand on a steady ground. V'hatikva hane'imo. I can't translate it. V'hatikva hane'imo. Hashtula, which is planted al ma'ayon loy achzov, on a ma'ayon of water which never stops. Which is what? Havtochas Hashem la'avrohom, also kepoirachas, came about in flower. Vosteido. The Haftoche, as Mizolkin and Zayn, that will be able to be an Am. Avraham Avinu yearning that this relationship that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't just be an individual relationship. That Ahavo, Avraham Oyhavi, it should be a love of a nation. He should have descendants. He should have a nation of lovers of Hashem, who Hashem loves. Creating such a pure nation, that was Avraham Avinu's tshuka, tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham, it's going to happen. We're going to make a bris on it. Bris bein apsorim. And the whole malach of the bris. Avraham Avinu, there's a tardei mochasheicho gdoilo neifeles olav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows in the maris hanavua vozgeit zayin. In order to establish that, you'll have to go down. Your descendants will have to go down to be between Eretz Lo Elohem Va'avodum Vinu Oysom. And I'll have to stick out with all of that by being a Mitzuyonim, by being distinct, by being different. They'll create their own identity in such a matziv. That's the way we'll be able to have such a nation of Ahavo, of Avrom Oyhavi, of lovers of Hashem. And that's the Yesod. This is the Yesod. To be in a Sviva, in a surrounding, which is totally alien to Kedusha. It's a stira gemura to all the ideals of Avraham Avinu. A stira gemura to the ideals of everything of the Beis Yaakov, of the whole Mahalach, of the whole Mahalach of establishment of a Klal Yisrael. And to be able to stand out strong, that's the definition of what was in Mitzrayim. Vayhi shom, duch them, that they were in such a sviva, and they stood out distinct. Vayhi shom legoy. That's the godless. And that's what was needed. And there's the levels of refinement that we have to go through more and more and more. There's one level of going down to a Mitzrayim and being distinct and unique and being special. But it wasn't over there. There's being in a matzav of being in a sviva of Bavliim, being in Bavel. There's a matzav of being in Modai and remaining distinct, being different. The whole challenges of the Megillah, being able to be in such a disgusting, revolting sviva of Gashmias in the most horrific manner, and after we even fell, to rip ourselves away from it, to do the tikkun, to become Chavuka Udvuka Boch Nocham Alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yovan Roim, and Roim goes through all the different Gilgulim. The Gilgulim of Germany, to the Gilgulim of Tsarfas, to the Gilgulim of Italy, to the Gilgulim of Britain and in Wales and in America, and all of South Africa, v'chulu v'chulu. That's all the shleimus, to be able to go through all of it and to become even more distinct, become even more unique, with going through all the Gilgulim of Jews have come to every part of the globe. And the kunz is, and the challenge is, and to remain Jewish. To bleib in ayid. To bleib in chavuka udvuka boch with all of that. Seemingly, that's what we have to go through. This is our tafkid and our nisoyan. Und ich will stellen noch. Every Yochid in his Sviva goes through different Madregas, different Nisyonis, and has different experiences. Every group between the different Golias establishes their Tikkun HaSholem of remaining Jewish. When we hopefully do, and we don't slip. We have to realize what the ultimate tachlis is, what's the ultimate goal. The level of Ahava, as we see in this week's parasha from the Kruvim, the level of Ahava, which is the ultimate madrig of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a tremendous madrig. And as I said, and I told you Friday night, it's not just technical keeping of Taryag Mitzvah, it's technical keeping Halacha. It has to be so much more. I gave you the mashal, the story with Moshke and the Poritz, about Nebuchadnezzar, who's not holding more than technically, so to speak, keeping halacha. It's the story which, it was nice of me maybe to bring examples from Polish Jewry from a few hundred years ago, but we all know, we don't have to go into the gory details. I mean, we just look around us, Nebuch, of all the different nisyonos that are makiv people and nebuchal people slip, and people hold on to their Yiddishkeit sometimes only in a technical way. The ultimate goal is a yid has to be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his whole ramach and shasa, in a level that he has no other cheshik and no other tshuka but to do Ratzon Hashem. Chazal, there's a chazal that when Rabbi Akiva was put into jail, the Melech was Metzave, and they sent in to his cell in jail Zoyno Achas Yefeifio. The Melech wanted to be Machshel Rabbi Akiva. Says the Medrash, Rabbi Akiva Hesiv Ponov Vahoyo Meiki Kol Halayla. He threw up. He was so repulsed by chait, he wasn't so evil. His stomach wasn't so evil. The goy al nefesh that he had from the chait, that he poshut was gagging, throwing up the whole night. So the Zoyna asked Rabbi Akiva, v'chiloi ben Adam anoichi, I'm not human. Why? How are you viewing me as? I mean, I'm so repulsive to you. And Shtel Zachvar, they sent someone who would be the opposite of repulsive for a healthy person. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, v'ma ese shedoy me'at olai kishkotzim v'ramasim. You weren't sent here out the Odom in you. You were sent here for the chait. That's to me goy al nefesh, like shkotzim and ramasim. Now, let me ask, was Rabbi Akiva not physically human? Avada he was. How do you reach such a madrega? So the Baskel came out when Yotzei Nishmosei Be'echo, the Baskel came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Shegufcha Tohor B'chol Minei Tahara. You purified yourself B'chol Minei Tahara. Your guf is Tohor. But what does that mean? That Rabbi Akiva wasn't Shaykh, he wasn't created with hormones, he wasn't created with human feelings. Absolutely was. And the Gemara tells us Rabbi Akiva was the one who said, Kol ha-godol m'chaver yisrael godol ha-imenu. And Rabbi Akiva said, I wouldn't be able to be oimed in a nisoyin. There's certain whole matzav of Yichud was over there, Baba Derech. So how is it that Rabbi Akiva over here was able to, when he stood up to his own nisoyin, and like kishkotzim v'ramasim? The teretz is one. When a person is zoicha, that he's taka zoicha to ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's dovakan HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a true ahava, that he's able to be masig v'aftas Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshu b'chol moedecha, which Rabbi Akiva taka was ultimately zoicha to give up his nefesh with the simcha. Pshat is, the tainug haruchni that a person has is greater mikol neifes v'tzuf toam. The tainug haruchni is so great that b'meila anything which is a stira to that can become repulsive. A person who is truly toim, the kitoiv Hashem, the goodness, the ne'imus of being dovok and chavok in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ne'imus of being a ruchni yizdika being, it becomes repulsive to him. And that's the ultimate matzav of a Jew, that nothing pulls him. Now, nothing is relative. Meaning, there's different types of challenges. Some people can stand in one type of challenge and they don't stand in another challenge. Some people could be proud of their Jewishness in certain aspects and then they could be fagoished in other areas. And that's what we have to go through thousands of years of Golis, to be in all these different matzovim of goyish sviva surrounding us and make the right choice and say, nein, ich dos ich will nicht haben. I don't want this. And just because a person can have that gvura, can have that stolz in himself, in one area, doesn't mean he has it in all other areas. And that's the ma'ila v'yid, that firstly create a tremendous tshuka and a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's an ongoing process of making it stronger. And the ultimate strength of what a Jew is, that he has such a cheshik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that nothing could ever pull him away. Now, in years I was nisoyer on this idea more, as I spoke out last Friday night. It's been sitting on me the whole week. How it hit me, as I said, it hit me afterwards, the strength of the idea. How everything we go through, it's all with a purpose to bring us to this tachlis. I was thinking, part of the nekud over here of avodum, that they were mishabed in the Jew, is it's such a greater kunz when a Jew is being viewed as being like a piece of dirt. The lashon of the Medrash, I brought you the Chazal on the pasuk of Hafach libam lisnoi amoi lisnakel ba'avodov. The pasuk that I brought was the pasuk here in Shmoyz. Vayokutzu mepnei bnei Yisrael. What's vayokutzu mepnei bnei Yisrael? They looked at Jews, poshut as like a shekets, something which is disgusting. They were disgusted by Jews. So just picture it, being able to go through a matzev of all these years of shibud in Mitzrayim. Just even take the hardest year of the shibud, 86 years of the Mitzrayim treating Jews as being shkatzim, not human b'chlal, vermin. They're mice. They're ekeldik beings. The German word verfluchte Juden, filthy Jews. Being told day in, day out, day in, day out, being mishtabit, treating Jews like mamish, like dirt, and you see that their attitude to you is a dirt. To be able to feel a ben melech through all of that. To be able to know, ich bin ayid, vayisham legoy. That's what creates a Jew. To be able to go through years of being oppressed by a German. And we had to go through Germany also. We had to go through the Holocaust. And the Holocaust is nothing different than the hemshech of all of these galuyas to which we are. It was in a very horrific form. But it's all part of what the Jewish destiny is all about. We had to go through the German beating us, fafluchti yud, treating us like a piece of schmutz, dirt, or not even. The dogs had more respect from the German. The animals had more respect than a Jew had. And with all of that, zu sach stolzen, to keep that stolz. Ich bin ayid. It's better to be a Jew. Verfluchte Jew. A heilige Jud. It's a tremendous, almost non-human challenge, Nisoyan. And some people could have it in one way, and they can sleep in another way. I read a beautiful story of the father of Yosef Wallace from Arachim. He was caught in Buchenwald putting on tefillin. They took him out to punishment. So during appel, during the roll call in the morning, they set up a gallows, set up a table. They called out his number, brought him up to the gallows. The Nazi took out the tefillin, which he had caught him wearing. He gave a little speech of what this Jew was. He gave a whole stupid explanation of what he was doing with his tefillin, and because of that, he's going to die by hanging. Okay, he's standing there on the table, Nebach, about to go through a Gzar Din Moves. So the German, this cultured German, I should say, turns to the Yid. He asks him, "Do you have any last request?" He says, "Yes." He says, a little amused, "What's your last request?" He says, "I want to wear the tefillin for the last time." He says, "Wonderful, wunderbar." He tells everyone, "Okay, he's going to put these on again, and he's going to remain with them hanging till next morning, and everyone will see that's exactly the reason what he's punished for." Okay. He's standing there on the table. Tens of thousands of Yidden Nebach looking at him, and it's also for anyone's going to turn away, they all have to look at him. They all have to look on punishment of death. If they turn away, they're not allowed to turn away. They're all looking at him. He takes out the tefillin. He makes a broch asher kitshon mitzvetz v'tom on yach tefillin. Puts on the tefillin shel yad. Puts on the tefillin shel rosh. He's wrapping it around. Ve'erastichli lo'ilom. Ve'erastichli b'tzedek v'mishpat v'chad. Ve'erastichli b'emunah. As he's saying ve'erastichli out loud, he sees Eden, tears pouring down their face. He's standing on the table. The Germans think that they're being mashpil him, so to speak. And Ali Yidden never have to watch how he's about to be killed. He turns to the Eden. He says, "Why are you crying?" He says, "Who's the winner over here? Me or them? I got to put on tefillin." They went wild, the Germans. They got wild. They went wild. A German officer came, yanked them off. I got some mice, and then he said, "You think you're the winner? Take off those tefillin." I said, "Took off the tefillin." He says, "Okay." He says, "You're gonna stand here in a bent way." He gave him 40 kilo of stones to hold, and he told him, "You're gonna get 25 lashes on your head." He says, they set up a German right across from him. He says, "If you drop the stones as they're lashing, straight away you'll be shot. Bullet straight to your heart if you drop the stones. You think you're gonna die easy? We're gonna show you who's the real winner over here." Okay. He's holding on to the stones. So the Nazi, as he's about to begin the whip, he says, "It's a waste of your energy. Just drop the stones. Just drop the stones." He's trying to allow him to be nichna, to be nishbar. He wasn't going to break. He held on to those stones. He survived the 25 lashes. He lost consciousness. They threw him into a whole pile of bodies to burn. They thought he was dead. He wasn't dead. And Baruch Hashem, he survived. He survived the war. He feel inferior as a Jew? Did he feel as a verfluchte Juden? Nay. But, with all due respect to Mr. Wallace, after the war, he didn't keep Torah mitzvahs. He stopped putting on tefillin. Go understand. How he came to Eretz Yisrael. Nebuchadnezzar went through a Gehenna of challenges. He came to Eretz Yisrael, left to the United States, moved off to the Bronx. Not keeping Torah mitzvahs. He raised his son, Joe, as a goyish kid. It was only later, when his son went to a seminar of Arachim and decided he's becoming frum, and he came back, and his wife was going out of her mind, and they came that Motzei Shabbos. They drove to the parents, who they moved back to Israel. He drove over, and his wife was telling his parents, as I was gevoren Meshige, and he wants to become frum, and the old Mr. Wallace was so impressed on his son who was becoming a tzaddik, and that he told it, that there and then he said, "I'll also begin putting on tefillin every day. I'll also come back to Yiddish." He and his wife became full belly tshuva nochamo. Go understand it. The teretz is, we can be so stark in one area. Chavuka udvuka boch mit azas shtotzen unser Yiddishkeit to put on tefillin under such a matzav that ve'rastich li lo'ilam, just the kiddushim shemaim nerevoyim that he did over there, nerevoyim the kiddushim shemaim. But meidach gisim, no other different types of nisyonis came. He didn't withstand those nisyonis. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Look at what Nebuchadnezzar we've been put through. Do you know what the answer is? We don't begin to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us and how strong the relationship is. We don't have a true way of envisioning, without going through all of these goliaths, without going through all these challenges, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really expects us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took an Avraham Avinu as Bincha, as Yachidcha, asher ahavta, as Yitzchok. It's Yitzchok. See how strong the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded that Avraham Yahavi should shecht his son, v'chulu v'chulu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us all to be on that Madrega. And not just Madrega on one time, on one act, but to go through all the different types of exposures to all these different cultures and to turn them all down. To turn all of these cultures down. And not to feel ever inferior in our Yiddishkeit, in our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To go through the al-niskeinis, the al-goluyos, and to be put down avodim in oisam, and to zachstolzen and to feel to sein a Yid is good. It's good to be Jewish. I want to be a Jew. I don't want to be a goy. To be nidgal, to be mitzuyon, to be different, to appreciate who we are and what we are with all of these surrounding challenges. The Hava is mutual. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from us tremendous level of dveikus in Him. And it's mutual that Ahava to Kadosh Baruch Hu is the same to us. The ultimate madrega of Klal Yisrael is through Hashras HaShechina in the Mishkan. Greatest darg of Kedusha and the Ashras HaShechina was the most. It's Machne Leviya, Machne Shechina. And the Machne Shechina itself is the Azara. And the Azara, there's the part where Yisrael are allowed in Ezras Yisrael, where they can bring their korbanos, B'shas HaKrov korbanos Ein. And there's the inner part between Beina Ulam Lamizbeach, we're only Kohanim, Bishas Avoido, or Yisraelim, maybe, coin some Rishonim, Bishas the Hakophis and Sukkis, are able to go to that part of the Azorah. And then there's the Kodesh. The Kodesh, which also for the Kohen Stam to go into the Kodesh. His only Bir Rekonis is also, person's only allowed to go into the Kodesh, a Kohen is only allowed to go to the Shem Avoido, to be Makter Ktoiras, or to be Madlik the Menorah. And then there's the Kodesh HaKodoshim. And the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Mokim HaMakudesh B'Yoyser that only the Kohen Gadol goes once a year Lefnai V'Lefnim V'Chol Adam Lo Yia Bo'el Moed B'Voy L'Chapa B'Kodesh Ad Seisoy. And even over there he has to be Mis'ale and Madregis. Yerushalmi says V'Chol Adam, even the Kohen Gadol refers even to the Kohen Gadol himself. He has to be Mis'ale to Dargis Malach, not to be in B'china V'odom. And over there in the Kiddush HaKadoshim, what's the Mokim HaMakudosh B'Yoyser? The Bein Shnei Badei Oroin, between the Kruvim. V'hoyu HaKruvim Poisei Chnofayim L'malo Soichichim Chanfeim Ala Kapoyres. The Kruvim have to be Poyres Knofayim Lamalo. They have to be Soichichim B'chanfeim Ala Kapoyres. With their Knofayim, their Soichich over the Kapoyres. Upneihem, their faces, is Ish El Ochiv. Ish El Ochiv. Both Kruvim. El HaKapoyres, Yupnei HaKruvim. They're facing each other, but they're facing down. Meaning, the Knofayim are person b'chanfeim on the kapores, they cover the kapores with the chnafayim. They have to be facing each other, ishel ochiv, and they gaze down onto the kapores. What's the symbol of the kruvim? Says the Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Dalet. The Kruvim symbolize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The Ahava, Aza, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. As we know, the Gemara tells us, there's a steer in the Pesukim. Over here it says, Pnei Mishal Ochiv. And in time of Shloime HaMelech, the Pesuk says, Pnei Malabois, that they didn't face each other directly. They were Mitzadid Deyatzadudei. They were looking Pnei Malabois. One was looking that way, one was looking that way. They were facing each other, but they were looking abyssal, not straight at each other. Says the Gemara, what's the difference? The Gemara says that was a Derech Neis. It was a Derech Neis. When Klal Yisrael were on the right Madrege, it was a massive of Pnei Ishel Ochiv. More than that, the Gemara in Daf Nun Dalet in Yom Etz Mashma, that when Klal Yisrael were on the ultimate Madrege, the Kruvim would be embracing each other. Mu'urim Zebazeh. When they weren't on the right Madrege, it was Pnei Ishel Ochiv. Pnei Malabois. They were turned away. Zok the Netziv. Rabbi Bechaye writes it, and it's mashma that way from the Gemara Viter in Yuma Daf Nun Dalet. Vas, the Pasuk says, Vosisa Shnaim Kruvim. Zov Mikshatasa Isem Shnek Tisa Kapoiris. What's the Shnayim Kruvim? So, in Tzivis Medayik over here, what's the Shnayim? The Loshon of, he could have said, Vasisa Kruvim, what's the Shnayim? Kruvim is also Mashma Shnayim. He says, in Tziv, it's Mashma, they should be like a Zug. Says the Netziv, Rabbi Nebuchai Shdeit Azei, it's Mashma Nigmar Nundalit Aleph Azei, that the Pneim was a Pnei Tinoik, Pneim of babies, as Rashi over here brings. They say, Abish Shdeit Noch Azach. Zug, the ponim of one of them was Bedugmas Zohar, and the ponim of the other was Bedugmas Nekeva. As the Loshon of the Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Dalet is, Omar Rav Ketina, B'shor Yisrael Oilin Regel Megalin Lehenes Aparoiches. It was also for Klal Yisrael to go in. They stood all the way on the outside in the Azara, and with a stick, they would open the Paroiches. That was Mutter. And they were able to gaze in to see the Kruvim. And they would take turns. They would stand in the Azara and they would pass in order to watch, to gaze at the Kruvim. And what would they see? Umarin lohenes akruvim shoyum urim zeboze, that they were embracing each other. Va'omrim lehem ru'u chibaschem lefnei hamokoim kechibas zochor unekeva. So Rashi, hakruvim dubokim zeboze va'achuzin umechabkin zeze kezochor achoy v'ksan nekeva. The shleimus of the hiskashrus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is greater than any dogma that we could have in this world. But as a derech moshel, this is the moshel, and that's the reason why they have to be dogmas zochor nekeves, says Rashi. Says the Netziv. The dogmas zochor nekeves is the Gemara, but the shnayim zok the Netziv, they have to have such a dogma. And why should they be ish alochiv? Zok Rashi, Zok the Netziv, Lohoros al Ahava Azo, to teach us on the depth, the Ahava Azo between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And that's what you see over there from Rashi, from the Sugis HaGemara. The ponim has to be el ochiv, and they have to be looking down onto the kapoiris. Why down onto the kapoiris? Zok the Netziv. I've seen others who say this also. this keshe that a Jew could achieve with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, level of ahava, on the highest darg that it's shaykh to be masig, how could a person achieve this madrega? Pnei melakapoyres. What was in the Oroin? The Luchas Abris. Writes in Etziv. Upnei melakapoyres, lelamdenu, the habotas HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael Yachad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael Yachad, there may be el ha-Torah sheba-Oroin. V'zemavur de Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael v'Oiraiso chad hu kiv'yochor. The Hoiro, that's Moira, is the unifying, the shleimus, the unification that a Jew could have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to achieve this ahava is through Pnei Melakapoyrus, through the Torah. And all these three together are the shleimus, they're one. The dibur, v'noyadati yoylecho shomo v'dibarti, the dibur was yoytzei mi bein hakruvim. The Divrei Torah, the Torah that we have, that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught by Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Dibur came mibein shnei akruvim. Asher ala arino edus, es kol asher atzaveo yischol bnei Yisrael. I want to share with you. I'm getting choked up just by describing, just by getting into these psukim, because to me I have a memory. It was once I went in the old city. There's a machon called Machon Amigdosh. They try to make kelim of the Beis Amigdosh. They built a menorah, which is where they have a menorah of gold, which they have out in the old city over there, overlooking, over the steps, overlooking the Kaisel Plaza. They've made other kelim. They have many paintings that they put together of different inyonim of the Avodah. Many of them are done quite well, very well even. Very impressive, some of the Diuk HaLocha of some of those paintings. Others are not precise, but personally, I've enjoyed being there. It was once I went, I haven't got that many times, but it was once I was there. And there was a Yid, a very, very special Choshev Talmud Chochem, and a very, very special Yid. He was being Mizboinein in the Oroin and the Dugmas HaKruvim. There's a very strong painting there he was looking at. And suddenly, he burst out into uncontrollable crying. I'm becoming emotional just describing. He broke down into such it wasn't that he had tears. He broke down into uncontrollable crying. In a way, I was taken like aback. You know, Chas v'Shalom, when someone at a levaya, you see such crying. Mamish, uncontrollable, just not. Totally not in control. He broke down. Melech Rachman, Rachem Aleinu, Toivu Meitiv Yidorish Lanu, Shuvu Aleinu B'Hamayin Rachamecho, B'Glal Ovet Shetzer Utsenecho, saying the words from Daphne. B'Neveizcho Kivatchilo, B'Choynem Gdoshcha Al-Mechoynoi, V'Areinu B'Vinyonoi, V'Samchin. He's just saying those words with such depth of emotion. And that was after as he was coming down from his uncontrollable crying. To such a Yid, what does the Kruvim speak? What does the Kruvim tell him? What does the Kruvim shock him? There's two ways of looking at the Kruvim. I maybe thought to myself, maybe not to bring this Gemara ad kedei kach. You're young Bochra, not appropriate. Ein hachanami. Such a type of Yid sees the Kruvim, he breaks down with such a chukin, such a gaguim, takod jibaruchu, lo yom ki yisuper. The Bavlim, they walked in. They walked into the Kodesh Kodoshim. What did they see over here? This is what they have over here. Kemaisa area parts of Linideo, as we say in Eicha. Rashi explains. They took it out. They're showing, the Jews, they're as schmutzik as we all are. D'muzem atzanulem. This is what we found in their holy of holies. They're all they're a bunch of lowlifes as much as we are. As I saw yesterday in beautiful Lashon HaRambam. Beautiful Lashon HaRambam. There's a Perish HaRambam on Esther. I don't know if you ever saw it. It's not so common. Beautiful Perish. The Rambam, he has a Lashon over there. To kiss. I never saw such Lashon. He speaks about the Mishnah HaShverish. He has a Lashon. Toiras Goyim Arayos. He speaks about the Gemara in Megillah. He puts it down, the Gemara in Megillah, the way that they were Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayoyim Bayom HaShvi, that they were all Shikurim, and they're speaking about this Ummah of they're speaking about Divrei Tiflus and Znus. Toiras Goyim Arayos. Ein Chanami. Comes a Goy Bavli, they come into Kodesh HaKadoshim, they take out the Kruv, and what do they see? They see what they see, where their mind is holding. Kumta Heilige Yid, that he's bisboining in the Oren, he burst out in the most uncontrollable crying. Yo, das is a Yid. That's what a Jew is. And that's where and we're able to achieve such a Madrege. Rabbi Kiva achieved it. A Yid nowadays, yes, I've seen achieved it. I was in Karlin in the Simchas Beis Hashoeva. I was not older than 14. And they began, there's a Karlin Nigan of Ha'areinu Bivinyonai. And the Karlin Orchestra over there, if you've been in Karlin, you know, with all the 18 different clay music over there. When they begin a Nigan, it's a Nigan. And they began Va'arinu Bivinyonoi. And there was a Yid over there, an elder Yiddish Yid, you know, real Jewish Jew. With tears, not uncontrollably crying like the other story I just told you, but tears down his face. Vishom, Vishom, not living they row. He changed me for life. And that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ahavti Yeschem Amar Hashem. Ahavti Yeschem Amar Hashem. And what's Ahava? The Rambam uses such a lashon in Hilchos Teshuva when he speaks about Ahava. The Kitzad Hi Ahava Haruya Sheyoves Hashem Ahava Gdoy LeYaseiro Azal Ma'oid. Ad Shetei Nafsho Kshura Ahava Hashem V'Nimtza Shoygi B'Tomid Ki Ilu Choyle Choyle Ahava. Shein daite pnuyo me avas oiso yisho vuhu shoyge batomid bein b'shivtei bein b'kumay nebucha. The Rambam gives a marshal of an addict bein b'shivtei bein b'kumay bein b'shoyich m'shoyse yeser mize zok the Rambam avas Hashem b'leiv oyahavov shoygin batomid. The greater ahava is ahava that the Ahava of Hashem in the lave of his lovers. I've been crank. I've nothing else in my mind, and that's what a Jew is all truly all about. Rabbi, I want to shir nochat tivkeit fanadar her. Every Wednesday we say in the shir hashirim, in the shir shel yom of Wednesday, kapitel of kelim komis Hashem. We say yadar her over there. Alam de shadar her. Tell me your pasuk. Okay, mizok da zay. Sidder. Yes, okay. Binu. Loshen Binu. So some seichel. Boy Arim Baum. Ksili Mosai Taskilu. And those who say, Vayomru lo yireko, velo yovin eloike Yaakov. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't see our actions. The Pasuk shries, "Ksi the Mosai Taskilu Hanoita Oizen Halo Yishma, Hanoita Oizen Halo Yishma." The one who created the sense of hearing, he himself won't hear. Im Yoitzer Ayin Halo Yabit. If the creator of the eye won't gaze, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the koyach of his boinenus. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the koyach of shmiya. So of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu shemeya. Of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees. The one who created the havas av to a ben, or the one who created the whole concept that it's shaykh for a human to have such a tshuka, such a ahava. Halo ye ahav? Well, does he not have that midah of love? Avade! It's yeser mikan. Ahavas Hashem b'lev o'yahavov. Because all of these are of derech moshel klapei malo. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the midah avade. It's a much stronger midah. Beis Hashem, you'll be fathers one day. You'll know what it is, ahavas, a father to a son. And you should know. Yoitzer ahavas, a father to a son. Halo ye ahav? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, ohavti eschem, bonim atem la'ashem aleikeichem. Much greater is the ahavas of Kadosh Baruch Hu to us. The greater, and it's, let's put it this way. Kids have no concept of what I have of a father to a son is yet. I remember one of the biggest yisoids when I became a father was, at one point I told my father, I never knew you loved me so much. You don't know what it is. A child can never know, not yet. You don't know what it is. And in true way, you have no shaykhs to it yet. And Beis Hashem, I'll tell you the truth, there's also different levels of different ahava to different children, to different people have different levels of ahava to their kids. But on this line, picture in the 5,777 years since the Briyas HaOlam was created, picture the greatest love, a father, the most loving father to the most beloved son. Yeser mikan, ahava HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. On this same Mahalach of Lamdus of the Kapitel Shashir Shal Yoim, Hayotzer Ahava, Halo Ye Ahav. That's what Avraham Avinu was expected. To appreciate that, to know that. With all of your love, is Bincha, is Yechidcha, Asher Ahavta, is Yitzchok. Realize what's the greater level of Ahava. Ahava Sakadosh Baruch Hu, Belev Oyhavov. And that has to be in all situations, all the time. Just picture it. And that's what we have to go through, all of the nisyonos that we go through, to prove our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to create the capability of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all matzavim. Just like the Torah demands from b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol ma'idecha, it's demanded from us in all situations. And the aleph of it is, never to feel inferior. A mashahu of Yiddishkeit, a mashahu that there's something out there that's better. Never. Never. There's nothing out there, anywhere, in any culture, in any lifestyle, that has any goodness in it over the goodness of the Torah. Nothing is out there which is better, sweeter than the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ahavti Eschem HaHashem, gave us the Derech HaChayim, gave us the Derech HaTorah. There is nothing better, nothing sweeter. And that's the Yisayid of Nasev and Nishma. As I told you, Tumas Yisharim Tanchem, the trust of a child to his father, I know you'll give me that which is best. Now it's not always easy. When a person is downtrodden and he sees all of the cultures of the goyim out there and it's all luring and pulling, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us challenges. He created us as humans with feelings and emotions and taivas, and we have the chilek ha-bahami in us. How will we magbir the chilek ha-ruchni of our ruchni is to be able to have that shuk and hishtoikikus to Kadosh Baruch Hu more than the chilek ha-gashmi? The chilek ha-gashmi is mishtoikik for gashmias. Of course there's challenges. Of course there's nisyonos. That's what our tafkid is. To set our goals straight. And not to go astray. Never to look aside. It's a tremendous nisyon. And that's what's really expected of us as humans. Never to feel a mashu that the goy or the shegits or the non-derech ha-Torah has something more to offer. Never to have such a machshava. And never to have such a machshava, it's not neshach not to have such a machshava, but to set the gaze straight, to set the mahalach ha-machshava straight. So Tehillim here. get me a Tehillim. I shouldn't say never. David HaMelech himself writes in Kapitel Ayin Gimel. Of course, there's Nisyonis, and of course, there's the initial machshava that a person could have. Mizmar La'asof. Ach Toiv Li Yisrael. I would love an article on this one. Adi Adinish, but at least to begin with. But Ach Toiv Li Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu's only goodness to Klal Yisrael. Elohim, the Borei Leivav, to those who have pure hearts. Continues the kapitel. Va'ani, David saying about himself, Kimat no toyu ragloi. My feet were almost, I almost slipped from Yiddishkeit. Ka'ayin, shupchu ashuroi. Kikinesi ba'hoilalim. I was mekane in the porke all. What's the hoilalim? Those who live an empty, shallow, merry life. Shloim Rishoyim Erev. I saw the Shalom that Rishoyim have. Ki ein chartzubois lemoisam. They don't die, Lashon chartzubois, in a bad way. Ubori ulam. They're thick, fat, successful. That's Lashon ubori ulam. Ba'amal enosh einemoi. They don't go through all the hardships of humanity. He sees these Rishoyim. He sees Rishoyim out there. Vim Adam lo yinu go, and they don't get negoyim. They don't get any of the troubles that other humans get. And because of that, lochin anaksomoy gava, they're wrapped up with this tremendous gaiva. Ya'atof shis, they wrapped themselves with chomos. Lomoy. You see, then they have all the goodness, so to speak. Yotzo michelev einemoy, their eyes pop out from chelev, from fat. As if they have it all. Ovru maskiyos leivav. Their chest, they're full of fat. They got it all, so to speak. They're big, burly muscles. They got it all. Yomiku v'yidabru b'ro ishek. Mimorim midaberu. He speaks about their horrific midas nebach. Shatu b'shamayim. They speak against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shatu b'shamayim p'yem. V'leshoinom. Their tongues, te'alich b'aretz. They speak out against people. Okay. Lochin Yoshuv Amoyam, he speaks how the nation goes astray because of such realization, so to speak. People say, Eicho Yodakel, V'yesh Deya Be'elyon, how could it be that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what goes on with human beings? And V'yesh Deya Be'elyon, Hine Eile Rishoyim, these Rishoyim, V'shalvei Oilam, Hizgu Chayil, they're at the peace of the world, and they have Chayil, and they're successful. For nothing am I purifying my heart. And I'm washing to keep my hands clean. The Mesil Shoyim in Nekius brings this pasuk that it's not enough just to be, not to have chet. You have to be naki from chet. Achrig zikisi levavi, says David HaMelech. I'm purifying myself for nothing. Just look at these fat guy, these fat Rishoyim. Shalvei Olam. They have the peace of the world. His guchoyel. They have all the success. And me, voin nagua kolayim, mechpin nefafrum to yeshiva man. I have nothing. I'm nagua kolayim tichachti lepar. The pasuk continues. Kis chamis levavi v'chloyos eshtoin and alange kepito. Zok the pasuk. It's all adovi al migdash el. Until I begin to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is drachim in the migdash. V'avino la'achrisam. Can go on this kapitel for ages. I'll just quickly go to the end. But after all of this, my yizboinu is that I'm yizboinin, and I realize what's going to be the end of all these chevra. Vani, and therefore bar v'loy eida. I go with a tmimus. Behemos ha'yisi imach. I go after you like a behema. The lashon gemara over in chulin dafeyam at beis. Arum bedas. Sadikim are arum bedas. Meisim asman ki behema. I trust in you. Vani tomid imcha. I'm always with you. Dovra melech tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ochasto, you held me biyad yimini, with my right hand. Ba'atzos chotan cheni, va'achar kovei tikucheni. And therefore, mi li ba'shamayim. Who do I have in the shamayim, in the other koiches elyoinim, so to speak, that I'm interested in? V'im cholei chofatzti ba'aretz. I'm not chofetz in anything in this world, but you. Kolo she'eri ulevavi. My metzias, my whole metzias, and my heart is kolit with yishtukikus to you. Tzur levavi. You are the rock of my heart. V'chelki la'olam. V'chelki la'kim la'olam. The pasuk continues. Ki hine rechikecha yoyvedu. Those who go away from you, they're lost forever. Hitzmata, you cut off kol zoyne mimeko, anyone who goes astray from you. Vani kirvas elokim litoiv, my hiskarvus takodesh baruch hu is what's good for me. Shati vashem elokim achsin lesaper kol malach esach. Dovid HaMelech finishes off this capital. All the challenges he's gone through. Is there a goyshe successful gashmi esdikim luring world out there, so to speak? Seemingly yes. Avada, that's the initial challenge that a Ben Torah has, that a Dovid HaMelech has, that a Tzaddik has. What's the ultimate tachlis, the ultimate goal? Kolo she'eri ulevavi chelki la'olam. That my tshukri is to you. I have nothing else. Imcha, to be able to stand on such a marjeg, to say, lo'i chofatz di baretz. I'm not interested in anything in this world, but to be dovuk and chovuk in you. Ani kiras elokim li toiv. The best, the greatest goodness is to be dovuk in you, to be korov to you. Ki hine rechikecha yoyvedu, hitzmata kol zoyne mimeko. There's a matzav, yes. People can keep technically, so to speak, halacha. But they're in the b'chin of rechikecha. There is b'chin of zoyne mimeko. They go astray. What's the madrig over here that Dovid HaMelech is machin avek? Rechikecha. People who are far from you. They're not in this darg of kol she'eri ulevavi chelki la'olam. They're not in this madrega. They don't feel kirvas elokim litoiv. And hitzmata, you cut off kol zoyne mimeko. What's a zoyne? What's the concept of zoyne? Go astray. What's going astray? When a person tshuka, translate tshuka in English, desire is rotzen, it's a lower level. At the great level is tshuka. Yearning. When a person is yearning, infatuation, craving. Okay. God, the pasuk, the medrash by in the medrash by over in Parshas Vayetze has all the lishonis of the chashika, dvika, kirva of the levels of dargus of dvekus that a Jew could be dovak and a kodesh baruch hu. Anyway, is there's the yearning, infatuation. A person always uses a person's chukka, a person's yearning, a person's she'ifis, where is he going, what's he doing? It has to be kirvas elokim litoiv. Then there's a b'chin of someone who's a zoyne. What's a zoyne? Zoyne mimeko. He goes astray. His hashkof, his outlook, his yearning is, he's yearning to create a different identity for himself. Then the ultimate Jewish identity, to create him. Who am I? What am I? What am I mishtoikik? Not having the right yearning for the right things, that's exactly what Dovid HaMelech is referring to here. Rechaykecho yoyvedu. Hitzmata kol zoyne mimeko. It's a natural thing that a person goes astray. Because there's many things that lure us and pull us out there. And that's the ultimate tachlis. That a person is able to push all this away from his tshuka and be able to properly be mishtoikik, to be chavuka udvuka boch, to appreciate anikiras elokim litoiv and to set his goal straight. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us. There's one way how to properly achieve it. We have to go through all the nisyonos of life on a yochid level and on a national level, all the nisyonos of the different goluyos. Pnei emi l'shel ochiv, and you have to look down to the kaporis. The kaporis is what makes that bond. As we discussed, L'chulachmu b'lachmi, the lechem that bonds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Torah, the Limud HaTorah. Pneim, they Ishel Ochiv, to show how the true Ahava has to be, that we should be mizboinen one in another. And as the Nefesh HaChaim writes, why by Shloim HaMelech's time did he set the kruv that they were mitzadei deit sadudei, as the Gemara in Yuma tells us, that they weren't gazing at each other? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, and Netziv writes this also at the end of Sheir Yisrael, because they weren't in the Midbar anymore, and they weren't only learning Torah. They had to be Isaac in Parnassah. They were Isaac in other things as well. They had other inyanim. They weren't on the Madrega of Dora Midbar, that the Pnei was Ishel Ochi, with only one thing set in their mind. Dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were Torah in other tirdas of Parnassah. Was Pneim Mitzadei Deyatzadu. They still were looking basically at each other, but the Pneim were Laboyes. Mitzadei Deyatzadu. They looked away. They weren't in Gansen. But what's the ultimate Tachlis? Yes. A Jew has to be, the Pneaka has to be looking Ishal Ochiv. And how do we achieve it? Al Pneaka Poris, you Pneak Ruven. Through the Torah, which is in the Oren, which is what connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that makes us one. Kutshubrichu v'Yisrael v'raisachad v'kutshabas. Thank you.